for the balance of the show, the 14 minutes or so we have left, Webster, Griffin, Tarpley for round two. We ran out of time. You know, we covered Obama. We covered the Queen taking over Canada today. Yes, it's in Reuters. We're not kidding. Showing she rules. When it finally comes down to her being thrown out, she says, "I rule." Boom. Parliament, you're gone. Huge. So when we rebroadcast coming up, you'll hear that the first hour. We got into Mumbai. You've got the floor. Break down why this is a clear intelligence operation.
Well, it's the Obama policy of bashing Pakistan, dividing it into five or six parts. Remember, Waziristan, Sindh, Punjab, Balochistan, Pashtunistan, and more and more. The immediate framework, the U.S.-Indian nuclear deal. So the U.S. has a nuclear alliance with India. On the other side, the urgency to get out there and stop the Pakistani-Chinese alliance, which is building up. You've also got
That's right. They were getting friendly, making deals for the first time in decades, just magically. Oh.
So that's got to be stopped. The other thing is the Pakistani military, fed up with the constant Obama policy, because Obama's the one who demanded it, the bombing and killing of Pakistani civilians by these predator drones in the northwest area. I mean, imagine. Suppose they came around here and started killing people. You'd get your backup pretty soon. So the Pakistani military had cut the supply line at least once, saying, look, you want to get your truck convoy up into Afghanistan? We're stopping it. No trucks for the next two or three days. So this was a big shock for the Anglo-Americans and for NATO. And finally, Gates in position at the Pentagon. Now, I described
Founder of Al-Qaeda,
a part of the conspiracy to take the hostages in Iran, and part of the October surprise. So as dirty as can be. And this guy's now confirmed, right? This is the new face of hope and change is Robert Gates. Now, I would say it's five or six components in the Patsy operation, because this is obviously false flag. The British, colonial power with British presence reported, people from Brixton Mosque, Finsbury Mosque, British prisons, Leeds, Yorkshire, whatever it is. The U.S., the CIA outpost in the federally administered tribal areas, recruiting patsies, recruiting terrorists there. The Israelis, big Israeli-India special relation, General Mizrahi's visit to Jammu and Kashmir, very, very... That's a little bit like Sharon going on the Temple Mount, something like this, right? Big provocation, get them all riled up. There's also the fact that the Israelis are apparently training Indian special forces, which may be why they did such a poor job. Then you get into the RAW, right? The RAW story, the Research and Analysis Wing, the Indian Intelligence Organization. Everybody knows the ISI. They've been demonized. U.S. media have never talked about the RAW, R-A-W. Raw deal is what you're going to get from them. And they're into going into Afghanistan, picking up crazies there, Mujahideen, whatever they are, Taliban fighters, and getting them into Pakistan so that they can essentially wage armed civil war against the Pakistani government. So those guys are terrorists, but not the way you'd normally think. Now, the RAW leads us then to this world of Hindu terrorism, and this is very, very big. U.S. media never interested in this stuff.
Happens every week, but you...
Happens every week.
But you never hear about it.
In particular, the guy that you're mentioning, right, I think this guy, Karkare. Karkare, the anti-terrorism boss of Mumbai, I think is a hero of our time.
Who busted a Hindu extremist group army captain really staging the last train bombing, blaming it on Muslims. Right. So he goes in there with his commanders. They all get killed in the first minutes.
It's clear that there were snipers who were given the specific task of eliminating Karkare and three, four, five of his closest associates.
Because he'd been on the news saying the government's staging the terror.
Saying in particular that this was being done through Hindu patsies, not Islamic, but Hindu patsies. This is a big thing. There's a whole world of Hindu terrorism that they want to deny.
And
they
he's killed say, during the melee. Hold on, let's continue. I'm going to skip this one.
Free yourself.
I'm skipping this one, too, again, just for internet audience, and we'll come back and finish up. You've got 3 minutes to flesh out the head of anti-terrorism saying it was a government op in the days before, and then they kill him.
And then we go back to Borges.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So this is Karkare. Now, he had been investigating the Malagan massacre. The Malagan massacre, 2006, 37 dead. And he had been saying, look, it's not clear that these were Muslims. It's not clear that these were Pakistanis at all. It looks to me more like it's this world of Hindu
terrorism. And he bossed the army
Hindu
captain.
Terrorism.
He bossed the army captain.
And the BJP candidate, the basically the shadow prime minister of the BJP, the Hindu nationalists, I guess, had come out saying, this guy should be fired. There were calls to fire him
and he was getting
before
death
he
threats.
Was killed. Right. So now, in the middle of this event, it looks like there's a special team that has only one task, which is to kill him, because they knew that he would be in the front rank of the people doing something about it, whereas the other Indian forces, I mean,
now, I want to warn good cops. I want to warn good cops and good FBI, like John O'Neill, who they killed in 9/11 and threw in the building. Every time we see an op, even Waco, some cops exposing Clinton that had been state police exposing him, who'd gotten a BATF job, you see the BATF go in the window and they climb in and they shoot their own men. So they love to use operations to kill their own people inside the operation to tie up loose ends. Go ahead.
And this brings us to the world of where do you get Hindu terrorists? Again, this BJP is the governing party. They'll probably be back in power soon. But then there's this other thing called the RSS, Hindu extreme nationalists, racists, Hindu superiority.
The ones
types.
That killed Gandhi because he wouldn't go to war with Muslims.
And I guess the shorthand for this would be Hindu fascism. And what we're getting, you see, Obama is attracting a kind of a fascist international made up of the lunatic Saakashvili, Polish and Ukrainian extremists, and now we're getting Hindu fascists becoming the great friends of the United States. And your future is going to be hostage to a bunch of Hindu fascists under the Indian-U.S. nuclear deal. And that's what this guy Karkare was a threat to that.
They didn't just kill him. They killed four other chiefs.
His whole staff.
They wiped his whole team out in separate groups. They're all picked out and triple-tapped in the chest.
Right. So, therefore, the notion the Indian government says, we know who did it. It was Lashkar-e-Taiba. Well, that's a Muslim group, basically a patsy group operating in Pakistan.
And that's trying to kill the Pakistani government. They've been bombing them.
And they get tremendous support from the U.S. and the British. And that's also well known because that's part of
the... So why would Pakistan control a group that's trying to kill them?
And why would they do this at all? What does Pakistan...
Why when they're doing peace overtures and have every reason to be friends with India?
And what they're trying to do is to say, look, let's build the oil pipeline from Iran to Pakistan to India.
All right, let's finish up.
And
when
then
we've
got a common interest.
We're coming back with where you see all this going. Here we go. Final segment. I'll be live this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm back, of course, live next week. Rebroadcast starts in T-minus 5 minutes, 43 seconds. Webster Tarpley is going to be with me here this weekend until tomorrow, doing some interviews for the Obama film that we are making and about the financial collapse. We're going to go to interviews at the new office after this. One of the last shows here in the old office. You get to see both. We appreciate you being down here, Webster.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. And, of course, your book's available everywhere. In fact, before we end with where you see all this going, why they want to get the two countries fighting with each other to destabilize the whole region, your new book is available. We've already shown it in the earlier hour. We've had a three-hour, 40-minute PrisonPlanet.tv show today. That'll be, if you missed any of it, it'll be posted for PrisonPlanet.tv. Members, by the way, get 5-plus months free right now. Okay. That said, Webster, you got about 3.5 minutes. Go ahead and finish up with where this is going.
Well, it's going to be a new phase of world confrontation. See, the Anglo-American empire is collapsing financially. Everybody can see this, right? What's going on in London and above all New York is a total financial collapse. We seem to be in a phase of deflation and strength of the dollar. But I think this is an illusion, and it's only a passing phase. It's because a lot of people are trying to deleverage. They're trying to pay down debt, which is largely dollar-denominated debt.
Everybody's dumping their assets right now.
Right.
So there's a glut of all commodities.
The hedge funds are in liquidation mode. Everybody's selling to try to get dollars to pay off debt so you don't go bankrupt. But with this $7 trillion and some odd injected, we can, I think, look forward to a phase of hyperinflation in 2009. In other words, we're going through a valley of deflation. We had hyperinflation already clearly beginning in July, August, with the oil price, up to 100.
We're now seeing the depression of Main Street and the real economy. There will now soon be an overlay of hyperinflation.
Right. So phase of deflation.
Hyperstagflation.
Actually, yes, exactly. The worst of both. Hyperinflationary depression, hyperstagflation. We're going to need a new term. You're exactly right, and that's what we should do. So the point is now, when the Anglo-American banking system and currency collapses, the entire Anglo-American ruling elite goes nuts, and that's what we saw with the Queen. The Queen is expressing that her oligarchy over there are not happy campers. They're going nuts because they've got Northern Rock, they've got Gordon Brown, Alistair Darling at the Exchequer and Mervyn King at the Bank of England are trying to keep this thing together. They can't do it. So they say, we've got to have outside events.
And that's what Rand said, as you know, a month ago, and this pub was all over foreign press. Rand Corporation said, we need a war bigger than Iraq, bigger than Iran. We need something of world war proportions. Right. And Obama says, it's going to be Pakistan.
And remember that Brzezinski is the big power at Rand. In other words, if there's a leading ideologue of the Rand Corporation, it's big new
My
Brzezinski.
God, so they're going to, who knows what they're going to do.
So now look at what we've got. U.S., British, and Israel against the world was bad enough. But now it's U.S., Britain, Israel, plus India, most likely, plus Georgia. That's not much. But
and that's showing India never really got away from England. The crown is showing its power again.
Yeah, it's oligarchy. The oligarchy, unfortunately, is based in the religion. That's an unfortunate fact. And then the British occupation. But now, in addition to Georgia, Ukraine split, but Yushchenko wants to go with the U.S. and the British and the IMF and NATO. Poland, reliable NATO puppet. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. And we're headed into a Polish missile crisis, and there will be an attempt to cut the Russian gas deliveries from Russia into Western Europe. They got to get an anti-Russian hysteria in Europe.
And that'll be blamed on Russia, even though the West is talking about cutting it off.
Even though it'll be Ukraine and Poland cutting it off and stealing the gas for their own purposes and probably selling it.